Good morning, Jack.
Okay, before we get on to this week's shows, first of all, what did you make of episode one of Succession?
Do you know what? I haven't seen it yet.
Tara!
Tara. I know I'm saving it for this weekend. I've got a lot on, but I'm saving it for the weekend.
Yeah.
What,
it's
what
a question
did you think?
Of priorities, Tara. No, fair enough. Fair enough. Part of me was actually tempted to try and wait until all of the episodes were available so I could go and stream them all, but no, I couldn't do that as soon as it was up. I watched episode one of season three. It was so good. The other thing I've been watching, finally, and I'm only 2 months too late with this, is I started Squid Games last night. And it's great.
Oh.
I love it. It's so dark and you're twisted and it's kind of like Black Mirror in that way, eh?
Yes.
A little bit dystopian, don't you think? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And like enjoyable, then also like, this is just so strange and out there, you know.
Yeah.
Love it. Perfect mix.
Anyway, you've got three different shows to tell us about this morning. Let us begin with the Royal Flying Doctor Service.
Yeah, people might remember the Flying Doctor show from the 80s and the 90s. It was the Australian drama set in the town of Cooper's Crossing. It was about the doctors and nurses who flew around outback Australia dealing with medical emergencies. Very popular show, very much loved. Well, they have brought the show back for 2021, but it's quite different. It's still a show about a group of medical professionals who live and work in a small town in the middle of nowhere. This time the stories of the show are based on real-life medical situations that have happened in the outback, and it's filmed in a real RFD's base. So kind of a similar ideal to the original, but feels quite different. And the show begins when a new English doctor arrives in Broken Hill to start a job with the Flying Doctors. She has escaped a scandal in the UK. She is out of her depth straight away, and her teenage son has come to Australia with her as well. So it's going to be quite a bumpy ride for her to adapt to this new job and new life. Now, Australians make these kinds of dramas so well, and this feels really familiar. Characters that you like immediately. It feels like a very tight-knit community. It's a little bit soapy. It's a little bit dramatic. There's a bit of gruesome medical stuff in there as well. But mostly this is a really enjoyable series to watch. Mm. If you like McLeod's Daughters or Packed to the Rafters or, you know, those solid, really character-driven Australian dramas, you'll love this. It comes to TVNZ1 on Monday night and it will also be on demand.
Nice. That's Royal Flying Doctor Service. RFDS. On Apple TV Plus, you've watched Invasion.
Yeah, this is a new science fiction drama starring Sam Neill that's just started on Apple TV Plus yesterday. It's a bit like War of the Worlds. It follows different people around the world as they respond to the threat of an alien invasion. And this is a big TV show for Apple Plus. Huge budget, apparently $200 million was spent on this. It's quite global in its storytelling and quite an ambitious concept as well. But Sam Neill plays this grumpy small town sheriff in Oklahoma. He's on his last day of work before he retires, and he's kind of disappointed that nothing meaningful has happened during his 40 years of policing until his last day at work when he discovers a mysterious hole in a field. Mm. And then strange things start to happen around the world, from London to Afghanistan to Japan, and it's all about we get to see how these different people around the world are reacting to these strange events that are all tied together to an invasion of some kind. I will say this is quite a kind of slow TV. This is a show in no hurry to tell its story. It's about the characters and how they react. Maybe it does take almost too long to get things going. It's quite a serious show, but there are still plenty of twists and turns and surprises in there to keep you watching. One for science fiction fans for sure, I think, and Sam Neill is great as always. So the first three episodes up on Apple TV Plus now.
Nice. And Good With Wood.
Yeah, this is the feel-good show of the week. Basically, this is the Great British Bake Off for woodworkers. And here in New Zealand, it's called Good With Wood. But in the UK, the show is called Britain's Best Woodworker, which is a bit more boring, but it gives you a better idea of what the show is about. But they've got 9 craftspeople or hobby woodworkers who are competing to become Britain's Best Woodworker. The competition takes place in this workshop set in a beautiful Welsh forest. And each week they have to do a couple of different challenges. Last night they had to make a bed frame. Next week they have to make a doll's house. And it's all about creativity and traditional skills and innovation and design. And you know, all done in a very relaxing and heartwarming kind of way. It's kind of the perfect TV show for right now. It's easy to watch. It's kind of silly and ridiculous, but also quite lovely as well. So it's on Friday nights on TVNZ1. It started last night. If you did miss it, you can catch that on demand as well.